Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever been in a situation where you really wanted to help someone? Perhaps you didn't know quite what to do. Today we discuss 9 ways to help someone. If you're listening to this, you likely have a tender heart and care about helping other people in our broken world. I want to affirm this desire in you. In fact, you remind me of Jesus. So keep listening for helpful tips. And keep your heart in this admirable place. When you want to help someone, it's critical to have resources and ideas how to best help. With that in mind, consider today's ideas. After all, when a need arises, your best assistance flows out of already having contemplated how to help. Before we look at the 9 ways to help someone, there are some basics to consider. These elements are preliminary. Actually, they have more to do with your perspective going into a help situation. So here are the preliminary considerations. First, to be effective when offering help, you need to be practical. If your help isn't practical, it's not really help. The next thing, it helps to know what exactly the person needs. Often, the easiest way to find this out is to simply ask them. Another way to find out is to connect with someone who already has that information. Okay, the third thing, and ultimately, your help is most credible, which means believable, when you have a compassionate heart and respect for that person. For example, just being there for that person is important. Caring, offering comfort, an arm around someone, good eye contact, willing to talk about what is hard for that person and not be afraid. And then the final preliminary consideration we want to talk about is being able to use action points from Scripture. After all, helping is basically giving Jesus to that person. Interestingly, even if it doesn't sound like Scripture, you know, chapter and verse, it's the underlying principle that helps. Often, this comes after engaging the previous basic ideas that we just finished talking about. So in summary, here we go. The first preliminary consideration is to be practical. Then, second is to know what the person needs. Third is to have a compassionate heart and respect for them. And fourth is to engage action points from Scripture. Okay, now we're going to get into the 9 ways to help someone. Amazingly, Jesus excels at all these basic elements as he approaches any area where he helps someone. His perspective is impeccable. A picture of courage. He's never afraid. Plus, he's never too busy. Also, he's creative and genuine. So if you want to respond like Jesus, follow these steps. And interestingly, they are divided into categories. So the first category is steps 1 through 3, and let's call those the preparation steps. Number 1, the first step is to humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up into helping someone. James 4:10. Remember, Jesus is the one able to lift people up and out of difficult places. Additionally, he's the one who knows how to start them on a better path. Still, you are his hands and feet. After all, John 14:20 says, I am in the Father and you are in me and I am in you. With Jesus in you, let him work in and through you to help someone. He provides you with whatever you need to help someone. Part of being humble is to think soberly about yourself, Romans 12:3. And further, don't be wise in your own eyes, from Proverbs 3:7. Again, so the first step is to humble yourself. The second step is to pause to pray. Ask God to open your eyes and heart. Tell Him, what do you see? What would you like me to say or do? Would you show me what this person needs from you? What do you want to teach me through this? So the second step is to pause to pray. Now, the third and final step in the preparation steps is contemplate how to show the love and heart of God to this person. This should be primary before you even connect with your person. Okay, so steps 1 through 3 in the first category. First is to humble yourself. Second is to pause and pray. And third, contemplate how to show the love and heart of God. Alrighty, the second category is steps 4 through 6, active engagement steps. So step number 4, it's time to add, be gentle. People respond to gentleness. It has a certain kind of power. Remember in Philippians 4:5, it says, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Incidentally, this verse suggests your gentleness prepares for Christ's intervention through you. Frankly, your best representation of the gentle Christ is when you practice gentleness. So, suit up as you go into action with gentleness. So step number 4 is to be gentle. Step number 5 is, by all means, you need to be kind. There is no meanness in the heart of God. No meanness in the heart of Jesus. Since you are His child and representative, there should be no meanness in you. Scripture proclaims God's love and kindness, Titus 3:4-5. Subsequently, be kind in what you think and say and do with the person who needs help. Okay, so the last step, number 6, in the category of active engagement steps is this. Creatively explore how to help using tools and options. Actively engage questions like these. How can I help this person? What resources can I engage? If I don't have resources needed, who can I ask? Where can I tap into resources? How can I carry their burdens without them becoming my burden? Creatively, how can I color outside the lines to meet their need? Always remember to be practical. And then this final question, is there any other person that I should tap to become involved? So, those 3 steps were in the category of active engagement steps. And again, they are step number 4, be gentle, step number 5, be kind, and step number 6, creatively explore how to help using tools and options. Okay, the final and third category involves 2 steps, 7 and 8, the protect steps. Number 7, guard yourself, especially against pride. It doesn't take much to slip into pride. Be alert and watchful as you help someone wisely guard your heart. Unfortunately, as you provide assistance, you can end up entangled or unexpectedly incapacitated. Prayerfully guard yourself and ask God for wisdom. And the step number 8 is don't compare. Several things come to mind here. Comparing never ends well, so refrain from it. Let's cover a couple of points under not comparing. First, stay free from owning or taking on the issue or the issues of the person you are helping. Comparing your and their scenarios can muddy your help. So stay free from taking on their issues. The next step is to refrain from committing to more than God has in mind. Thinking the buck stops with me lifts you to a place only God deserves. You are His servant and partner. Additionally, your overcommitment can cheat another person who wants to serve out of an opportunity to help. And then the final step is, don't compare yourself to the person who needs help. Interestingly, this can lead to poor self-image in them or you. It can also lead to self-pity or pride. Essentially, focus on scriptural principles. And we'll talk more about scriptural principles in just a moment, but let's quickly review. That third category is the protect steps, steps 7 and 8. 7 is guard yourself, especially against pride. 8 is don't compare. And the three main points that we brought out in not comparing is to, first, stay free from owning or taking on the issue of the other person. Second, refrain from committing to more than God has in mind. And third, don't compare yourself to the person who needs help. Okay, so that was steps 1 through 8. Well, now we're going to go into step number 9, and it's in a category all to itself, the best and most valuable step. Give your person scripture. God's word is alive and active. Scripture can carry the heavy. Further, it's written that way. Basically, it's exceedingly helpful because it encourages, teaches, corrects, rebukes, protects, trains, and comforts. Truthfully, your person needs God's words more than your words. Again, use scripture in practical ways. At the same time, no Bible thumping allowed. Just speak from your heart in a way that represents Christ's character and spirit. Scripture has power. It is God on paper. It heals hearts, memories, and motives. This helps a person move forward. Plus, scripture guides. Help your person connect to Jesus and depend on Him through Scripture. That's the best thing you can do for them. Help them connect to Jesus and depend on Him by using Scripture. Having said all this, show them how to use their Bible, how to claim promises, and how to apply God's principles. This may mean future connection in some way with them. Logically, there may be some sacrificial modeling that's required. So, apply scriptural commands, promises, and action points yourself. Okay? So now in review, let's talk about those 9 ways to help. And again, the first category involves the prep steps, the preparation steps. Let's start with the first one. Humble yourself, step number 1. Step 2 is to pause to pray. Step 3 is contemplate how to show the love and heart of God. The second category involves the active engagement steps. Let's start with step number 4. Be gentle. Step number 5, be kind. Step number 6, creatively explore how to help using tools and options. Remember to always be practical. Okay, then the third category was steps number 7 and 8, the protect steps category. 7 is to guard yourself, especially against pride. And then number 8 is don't compare. Alrighty, the very final step, which was really the most important one, especially if you use it well, give your person scripture. God knows what you need to help someone, and He will guide you. Isaiah 30, verse 21 says, "You will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Remember, Jesus Himself said, "I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." John 8, 28. Depend on God to help someone, like Jesus modeled. So listen to His Spirit at each step. Let's do some application thoughts and questions right now. And we'll start with the first one. Who needs your help today? The second one, have you ever struggled to know how to help someone? Number 3, how will you apply these resources and ideas as you pray about helping? Number four, did you know it aids your investment to help by developing action steps? Put pen to paper or use your device as you develop steps and consider how God wants you to be His hands and feet. Question number five, as you consider helping someone, do you remember these perspectives? Be practical, know what the person needs, have a compassionate heart and respect, and engage action points from Scripture. And those were some preparation things that we talked about. And then we went into the actual action steps that were in several categories. So now, number six, of these nine ways to help someone, which do you need to work more on? Let's go through them again. Step one, humble yourself. Step two, pause to pray. Three, contemplate how to show the love and heart of God. Step four, be gentle. Five, be kind. Step six, creatively explore how to help using tools and options. Step seven, guard yourself, especially against pride. Eight, don't compare. And step nine, give your person Scripture. Okay, now let's go back to our main questions, and we're on question number seven. Of these nine that we just went through, which do you carry out well? Identify them. Question number eight, do you listen to God's voice as He whispers in your ear, giving you guidance and wisdom? Question nine, Jesus says He does not say or do anything on His own, but only what Father tells Him to. Is this how you approach helping someone? And question number 10, do you need help yourself from someone? If so, pray first to connect with Jesus in your trouble. Then be proactive in seeking help. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolfe with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.